From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, July 20th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mummy. I'm a Type C mum and proud of it. A mum is embracing her Type C personality, which means she's particular about certain things like organisation and punctuality. But lets go of others like strict bedtime rules and schedules. She's okay with her kids wearing mismatched socks and having messy rooms, as long as they're happy and engaged. She prioritises connecting with her kids over policing their behaviour, and as a result, she saved her sanity. She's not trying to create perfect kids, but rather giving them space to discover who they are. Her kids have grown up to be confident and independent, and she's proud of the person she's raised them to be. Next, second, from Family Defence Network. The tide may be turning, so there's been some encouraging news lately that I wanted to share with you. A recent World Cup has seen Christian athletes from multiple countries openly sharing their faith, even kneeling in prayer before matches and giving glory to God in interviews. This is a big deal, especially in a culture that often tells Christians to keep their faith private. It's a great reminder that following Jesus doesn't mean withdrawing from culture, but rather faithfully representing Christ wherever we are. It's also interesting to see governments around the world starting to acknowledge the potential harm of unlimited smartphone access and social media for children. European leaders have announced plans to strengthen protections online, which is a step in the right direction. As parents, we don't need the government's permission to protect our kids, though we can make our own decisions about when to introduce smartphones, social media, and other technologies. Finally, there was a moment during the World Cup halftime show where Justin Bieber performed an acoustic version of a song that was all about praise and gratitude. It was a nice reminder that light can show up in unexpected places, even in a culture that often feels dark. The author of the article suggests that we take some time this week to talk to our families about what's influencing people the most: God, culture, or entertainment. And why? Up next, third, from Techno Sapiens. How to raise humans in the age of AI. Dr. Dana Suskind, a pediatric cochlear implant surgeon and social scientist, has written a book called Human Raised that explores how to raise kids in the age of AI. She argues that while AI can be a powerful tool, it shouldn't replace human interactions that are essential for children's brain development and emotional security. Suskind proposes a framework called HOPE, which stands for Human Connection is Irreplaceable, Own the Imperfections, Protect the Early Years, and Enhance, Don't Replace Adult-Child Interaction. The HOPE framework emphasises the importance of real relationships between children and caring adults and encourages parents to prioritise connection over perfection. Suskind argues that children don't need perfect parents, but rather ones who are present, responsive, and imperfect. She also stresses the need to protect the early years of childhood, when brain development is most critical, and to use AI in a way that enhances human interaction rather than replacing it. Suskind suggests that parents can optimise for connection by prioritising one period each day of fully present interaction with their child, and by following their child's lead and engaging in activities that promote back and forth conversation and play. She also emphasises that good enough parenting is beneficial to children's development, and that they need to see humans make mistakes and repair them in order to develop resilience and empathy. And then, fourth, from Motherhood Musings, Zurich-based mum Quirine Meij shares five things she's loving right now. Quirine, a Dutch-Swiss mum of three, has been tweaking her life lately, and she's excited to share the little things that have brightened her days. She's been enjoying the lake baddie vibe with her kids, slipping into a pop bright Mimarini swimsuit that feels sustainable and fits just right. At home, she's revived an old Bernina sewing machine, turning three pairs of pants into a perfect barrel style trouser. She says the focused stitching keeps her off the phone. She's also fallen for a pair of Rothy's crochet clogs. The footbed stays spotless. And, thanks to her 80-year-old mother's tip, she's loving the clean, shiny hair she gets from the Austrian brand Less is More. Finally, she swears by the vegan triple choc cookies from Moon Bakery, kept frozen for a quick treat whenever the mood strikes. Next, fifth, from the parenting guide. Can a Montessori home environment be colourful? So, you know how people often think a Montessori home environment has to be super minimalist and neutral? Like, all white and beige with wooden toys? That's not entirely true. Montessori schools do emphasise calm, muted colours and natural beauty. But that's because kids learn best in spaces that promote calm and concentration. The idea is that a peaceful environment helps them focus. But here's the thing. Home is different from school. At home, kids need a space to decompress and be themselves, not just a mini classroom. So, if you have a colourful toy or a rug with fun patterns, that's totally fine. The key is to create a space that's calm and inviting for your child, not overstimulating. Think about how you feel in a space that's too busy and bright. It's overwhelming, right? Same for your kid. The idea that kids need a super stimulating environment to be happy is a misconception. In reality, they're wired to explore the world, not just a playroom. So instead of buying a bunch of extra toys and decorations, try incorporating real-life objects and activities into your child's space. Like, if they're interested in cooking, bring them into the kitchen and let them help. That's where the real learning happens. Ultimately, it's all about creating a space that's authentic and nurturing for your child. You don't need to break the bank or follow some strict aesthetic to do that. Just think about what makes your home special and unique, and use that to create a space that's both calm and engaging for your kid. Up next, sixth, from Nameberry of the Day, Valentina. So I was looking into the name Valentina, and it's really interesting. It's currently ranked 35 in the US top 1000, and it's also popular in a lot of other countries, like Australia, Spain, and Portugal. The name comes from Latin, specifically from the word valens, which means strong, brave, or healthy. What I think is cool about Valentina is that it feels both delicate and powerful at the same time. It's a pretty unique combination. And it's not often that you find a name that can balance those two qualities. The meaning of the name is really about strength, which is something that I think a lot of people would want for their child. It's also worth noting that Valentina is an international name, and it's popular in a lot of different cultures. This could be a good thing if you're looking for a name that's going to be easily recognisable and pronounceable in different parts of the world. Overall, Valentina seems like a beautiful and meaningful name that could be a great choice for a lot of people. And then, seventh, from Cup of Joe. What's your policy on bad language? So I was reading this article about how the author used to think vulgar referred to a specific language. And it's funny because it highlights how our understanding of language and its rules can be shaped by our experiences and environments. The author's story also touches on how we often associate certain words or expressions with being bad or impolite, but it's worth exploring where these judgments come from. It's a gentle reminder that language is complex and nuanced, and what we consider vulgar can vary greatly from person to person. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.